K-Rock.
I just want you to walk a moment in my shoes.
Okay.
Okay.
Do they have to be the vegan ones?
Yes, they're the vegan ones.
Well, then don't get them wet.
No, they're really great.
They're made of rice paper.
They're
they'll
not.
Dissolve.
They're Doc Muns.
Yeah, and they'll dissolve as soon as you get them wet.
No, that's not true.
They're also always tired. But no energy.
So am I. Okay. But I eat meat.
But they're
so
good.
There you go.
They're great shoes. They'll tell you about it.
They are great shoes. You heard someone comment on my shoes yesterday.
Mm.
You ran out of your office and said, are you talking about the vegan shoes? Don't get them wet.
They dissolve.
Good one.
It's my favourite gear at the moment.
I know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was wearing my new Doc Martens shoes yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's good to wear them every now and again. I don't wear them every day. You've got to break them in, right?
Yeah.
If you've ever owned Doc Martens before, you know you've got to break them in.
It's also good because the vice principal, Mr. Johnson, will be giving you in trouble if you don't wear the right shoes. So.
Right. Bullying. Where's the orange folder? I'll drop it.
Who are you talking to, mate? I'm your line manager.
Damn it. Damn. See, this is what happens in a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Under communist rule.
Right.
Now, I went to visit a friend yesterday and it was great.
Yeah.
And she's got some new bubs.
Yeah.
Right? And so we took them for a little walk, right?
Sure.
Now, I was under the impression as well that we were going to spend an afternoon at her house and I was just going to help with the feeding and stuff, right?
Sure.
She's got twins. She lives in Highton.
Yeah.
So babies are crying. She's like, let's go for a little stroll. I'm like, cool. Right? There is a
bit. Did you take the children with you? Or you're like, babies are crying. Let's go for a walk.
Let's go. No. Babies were there.
Okay.
Babies were there. I was on pram duty.
Yeah.
And you know what?
What?
People were looking at me like, wow. And I'm like, I know. Look at me.
Look at me and my friend who has twins.
Yeah, I know. But she looks so amazing. It's like you can't tell that she's had babies.
The one that had the babies, yeah.
So they're, you know, and I'm holding the pram.
And you look like him.
So, no. But, yeah. It's just like I have a general air about me like, oh, she's had a rough night. She's not getting much sleep. You know. And people were like, oh, cute. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a double pram.
Sure.
You know, it creates a lot of chat.
Well, you don't see him all the time.
No. So, like, anyway, then she's like, hey, down in Highton, down in Porter Avenue, there's like a few little shops and a bakery and whatever. She's like, let's go for a cruise down there.
Yeah.
And that's about a 10-minute walk. I'm like, you know what?
Lovely.
Cool. I was thinking to myself, will this be all right? Because I got the vegan shoes on.
Mm.
I'm like, it'll be fine. It's 10 minutes back, right? And then we get to the place and obviously it was a little bit late and it's just like a small place, I think, and they didn't really have much stuff left.
Yeah.
So then she's like, oh, you know what?
Yeah.
She's in full exercise gear, right?
Yeah.
She's like, let's just walk to the Woolworths in Highton.
Okay, yeah.
Like that shopping centre there.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's fine. That's a 20-minute walk from where we are.
From
where we are.
You're already gone 10 minutes.
10 minutes, then 20.
Okay, she's not getting out a lot because she's a new mum.
No, and that's totally fine. And she did ask me, she's like, oh, yeah, your shoes. And I'm like, oh, no, it's fine. My feet were like filling up with blood at this point. I'm like, it's fine. Because I want to do the right thing, yeah? And then.
What's the right thing?
The right thing is to just shut up and just get on with it. You're right. She hasn't been out. And so I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah.
And then so we go to the Woolworths thing there and there's a few cafes and we go to a cafe there, get some stuff, people coming over like, oh, my God, your babies. I'm like, they look just like their dad.
Yeah.
It's great. And then we walked back.
Yeah.
It's about a 25-minute walk back.
Great. In shoes that you essentially are in the process of breaking in.
Yeah. Well, they broke me, Tom.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I can't wear shoes for the rest of the week.
I wondered why you were barefoot. Do you know what you should have done? Is when you got to the first place and they didn't have much food, just ask for some basil pesto and just spread it on your shoes that are made of rice paper and just eat all those instead.
Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Have you ever lived in the heart of your suburb? I'll be more specific, right?
Yeah.
So Carly and I have been talking about buying for a while, so sometimes we'll be driving and the child will fall asleep, and so we'll just go for a bit of a drive around suburbs.
Yeah.
Just to get a bit of a vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were in kind of East Geelong area the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I would like to know more about St. Albans Park.
Oh, yeah.
So what I did with my GPS is I punched in St. Albans Park, Victoria.
Yeah.
I didn't pick a street. I didn't pick, you know, a strip
mm-hmm.
of shops, anything that I, like a landmark that I knew. I just went St. Albans Park.
Yeah.
And that took us to a street that ends in a court. And we got there and we're like, oh, this is St. Albans Park. According to GPS.
Right.
This is the heart of St. Albans
Park. Is that what
Park.
It does every time?
Yeah. So if you punch in, so I've got my my Google Maps up on my phone at the moment, right? And I've punched in Geelong, Victoria. So if you put that into your GPS, it will take you to essentially Macca's on Ryrie Street.
Okay.
Yeah. Essentially, well, the car park in between Macca's and Mustafa's Kebabs. There, right?
Yeah.
So that, according to Google Maps, is Geelong, the heart of. Now, I don't know if they use some sort of like geographical, you know, they parameters to pick the very dead center of said suburb, or they just pick an arbitrary street.
Or go, do you pay more to be the center? Imagine that.
Maybe. Right. But imagine this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you live in the heart of. Okay, so let's do another one. Let's go Grovedale.
Yeah.
Grovedale, Victoria takes us to 13 minutes away. So it's near Marshall train station and it's just off Hewitt Drive. It's Buxton Electrical Solutions. Shout out to Buxton Electrical Solutions in Grovedale. They are the heart of Grovedale.
Do you know what we should do?
What?
Maybe we should, like, have a thing, write it down.
Yeah.
Where we just put in a suburb and the person that lives there, the first person will ring through or something and gets a prize.
Gets a prize.
Something of that nature.
That, yeah, okay, we'll write that down.
Write it down.
But how convenient would that be if you lived there, right?
See, because I don't get a pin.
Because then people are like, hey, what's your address? I'll put it in my GPS. Yeah. Oh, don't worry. Just put the whole suburb in.
That's where I live.
It'll lead you to, because they know. They're like, Tom's house? Yeah, that's the heart of the suburb.
Oh, bless.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan.
Tom and Logan.
On K-Rock.
A woman on the internet by the name of Alice. She's from Crystal Palace.
Alice from Crystal Palace.
Right. In she the UK. Has. Yeah, what's that?
In the UK.
Oh, it's in the UK.
Yeah.
Alice from Crystal Palace.
That's what I said. Sorry, when I said they're a football team, they're like a English football team.
Right, right, right. Well, she has ignited debate on Twitter, right? She said, help me settle a debate. It's normal to shower with your back to the shower, right? Not facing the water. And people just went off. People like, you know, everyone's having a chat about this, but I thought I'd ask, you know, you can never trust what you read on the internet, yeah?
No, so, especially when you know it's coming from someone who has carpet in their bathroom because they live in the UK.
Oh, I didn't say it. But you and I both back-facing showerers.
Yes, so the water comes out of the spout and hits us in the back of the head.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. And that's why we're like, okay, well, what's going on here? Why has it created such debate if three of us are all back showering people?
Well, and not only that, Carly messaged me, my wife, and said forward-facing showerer.
Wow, you're living at home with one. You didn't even know it.
I said, how did I not know that?
Got Ed from St. Albans Park on the line. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We're good, thank you. Showering, are you a forward facer or a rear facer?
The only way to do it is forward facing. How do you turn the taps on?
Yeah, well, my taps are on the side, so that's neither here nor
really?
There.
Oh, really? Okay. Also, you turn the taps on and then you get in.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you burn yourself.
Fair enough.
Hold your argument.
What you're looking, I mean, is there a particular view that you're looking at while you're showering?
Well, I think I'd rather be looking out into the bathroom than at a solid wall.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just me.
Oh, fair enough. But I just don't understand your logic, but I'm sure if it works for you,
yeah.
Fair enough.
No, look, everybody has their own thing and respect to everybody. But do you not get, like, does it not hit you in the face or does it get you on the chest or something?
shower heads tilt, so you can actually aim it away from you, so it actually hits your body below your chin line.
Yeah, okay.
Or you can have it, you know, you can maneuver yourself.
Sounds right. Like a lot of work. Sounds yeah. Like a lot of work, Ed. Rather just face the other way. Okay, Bree in Newtown, what about yourself?
I'm definitely a back to the water person.
Yeah, okay, good. See? And it's
But my partner is a forward to the water person, but I think the difference is he's over 6 foot, so yeah. The water isn't hitting him in the face, whereas it hits me in the face, and I'm the same as you. I like to know if there's a serial killer coming and getting in my bathroom.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, see? Okay. That makes me feel so much better, Bree.
It's a safe bet there's not. But
I feel validated. You want relaxing shower experiences. Emily in Charlemont, what do you think? Front facing, back facing?
Good morning. I'm absolutely a person that faces my back towards the water.
Okay.
Not a chance that I'm allowing the water stream on my face.
No.
Not a chance. No.
That's basically torture. Don't they use that for torture, like waterboarding
exactly.
Or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And you want to see what's happening if someone's coming inside the house.
What is this again? See?
Oh, my God. I had no
Shout
idea.
Shout out to my girls. Yeah. We're all fit. See what we have to deal with?
You got
to
start a club. the Anxious Showerers Club. It's just like the Babysitters Club, but with more anxiety and more shower scenes. Tom and Long. K-Rock.